enough. It's gonna get uncomfortable. It's gonna get crazy. It's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Hello. Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Joe McKenzie, Liv the Web Girl, producer Pork Chop, and you. A lot of different ways you can be part of the show. You can hit us up, Twitter, Radio Now AM Show. Same thing for Instagram. You want to slide into a DM or check out something that's happening, go click on our stories. You can call in 833-563-2539. That is the number. That's 833-563-2539.
Good morning. Oh, my gosh. I got to wake up. I have an energy drink. I'm going to maybe dive in pretty early to this.
How was your day yesterday, Mackenzie?
It was good. I had a really exciting meeting. So we did the show, all of our things. Then I had a meeting. And then I tried to get a 20-minute cat nap. Then I did a 20-minute workout. And then I picked up my little Lucy from school. And then we ran a bunch of errands and did a bunch of things. So it was like, go, 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 go. But it was good.
Okay. You're holding back the detail, which you know I want to know.
Yes, about my car.
No. Oh. No. It's pretty sad. No, I would love to help you with that, but I was kind of wondering, where'd you guys go for dinner?
Oh.
See, you don't even know me, do you?
You know what? We actually went grocery shopping, and then Lulu wanted to just make dinner, because usually we get to go out somewhere fun for dinner, so we made dinner.
It's not exciting as I thought it would be.
No, it was good. She's on this healthy kick. This is so cute, because she is, for some reason, she's terrified. This is my little 9-year-old I'm talking about. She's scared of going to the dentist. Now, she's been to the dentist multiple times. Always a healthy report. Never had a cavity. Has great teeth. But every time she gets such anxiety, and she's 2 weeks out. So she's like, Mommy, that has too much sugar. Mommy, that might stick to my teeth. So she's really on this healthy kick, which, hey, I'm not complaining. Last night we made a huge, big protein-filled salad for dinner, and she loved it, which is rare for kids. But so that's what we did for dinner. But she's so scared of going to the dentist, and I don't know why.
Is she like me, 2 weeks before? I'm like, oh, crap, I got to floss right now. I got to start flossing.
You
got to
pick it up, right?
Yeah.
But on the car front, my fuse was out, so really quickly, I can't plug in my USB, so I can't charge my phone or play any music in my car. I went to I should just go, obviously, to Andy Moore, go to the dealership. But I thought, hey, if I could just go somewhere by my house, it'll take 5 minutes. I went to 2 places. No one could fix it. I went to a 3rd place. And finally today, they're like, oh, yeah, bring it on in and we'll get you taken care of.
Oh, see, I was going to say, nothing against Andy Moore. You could totally do that there. They're able to. But that's a simple thing that you could, watch it on YouTube and switch it out. I could even do that.
Yeah,
for you.
But you say that to somebody who's when you're pop the hood and find the fuse box. You got to test all the fuses, they told me. And I have 2 fuse boxes, one in the front and another one. There's 2 fuse panels. Panels.
No, you don't.
Your car manual should tell you which one it is. Goes to what.
Listen, if Pork Chop and I can do it, it's not that manly.
Hey, so. I've changed an alternator here.
I don't want to jack up my car because I have no idea what I'm doing.
All right, we're just trying to save you some money.
Yeah, you literally open a little box and just boop, pop out the fuse and
put the new one in.
Pop in a new one.
But you have to go boop, otherwise it don't work.
That's how you jack it up. I don't really even know how to pop my hood, push the button, I guess.
Okay, maybe you should go to an expert then.
See, that's what I'm talking about.
Liv, how was your day yesterday?
Oh, it was so long
can
yesterday.
Can you wiggle a cord? Something sounds like butt.
Let me see.
I don't know if you can hear that in your headphones, but
I can. I just wasn't sure. I was going to just try to ignore it.
No, that's unignorable. Try to adjust your microphone cord, anything you can.
Our microphones are even sleepy. Everyone's just waking up.
You can talk while you're doing it, but I'm trying to get it to work for it.
Okay. I mean, I'm wiggling.
Oh, no, we're losing her. I feel like we have a bad connection when
you're on
the phone
with somebody. Is she adjusting her main mic cord here, too? Unplugging it, plugging it back in?
Oh, well, if I unplug it, then.
So we need to have a sounder I used to have on a show that's technical difficulties, because I feel like on this show we have them every day.
I mean, we started out when we got here with technical difficulties.
How does that sound?
Ooh.
Sounds terrible. So I'm going to have you make out with Pork Chop over there on mic 3, because I really would like to know how your day was yesterday.
We just got that mic fixed, too. What a bummer.
It's cool. I'm just going to set this whole place on fire. You guys will be fine. They'll fire me, but you'll be okay. You're welcome. Liv, how was your day yesterday?
It was so long. I worked around like 12 and a half hours. And then when I got home, I'm still like trying to get over being sick as well. So I just like feel super, super, super run down. So I'm not joking. Like the second I got home, I just slept.
Oh, that's good.
I woke up for like 30 minutes to like get some water and like eat a little something. And then I literally like unintentionally like fell back asleep. I just like, my body just needed the sleep so bad.
Living the life in Pork Chop. What about you? How was your day yesterday?
It was good, Joe. Obviously, you and I played some disc golf. I love that course we played at. It was beautiful. Obviously, oh yeah, if you're in Houston and you're probably thinking right now, how are you playing disc golf? Yeah, you've got the
tropical depression
coming through. But at least here in Indy, it was nice. So me and Joe had a very nice, relaxing day playing disc golf. He kicked my butt and got a birdie, and that was my day.
Yeah, you can actually, I'll put it up on Radio Now AM show on the story so you can see it. It was, it's nice to know Porkchop's supportive of me doing well.
Yes.
Yeah, you did. I'm going to beat you one of these days. And let me tell you, when I do beat you, everyone will know.
Do you notice how I don't talk about it anymore?
Mm-hmm. But you don't want to gloat.
No, well, it's beyond the point of gloat. Does. It's like a parent like beating up on their kid, like, hi, beat little Jimmy. It's like, wow, dude, really?
That's... I'm going to beat you one of these days, man.
Yeah, you're right. When I have no arms. So, cool.
Oh, wow. Dude. What do we talk about this week? Speaking things into existence, man.
Yes. I actually did that yesterday. I wrote a whole thing of like what I want to happen in my life, and I'm going to manifest it. I wrote like a letter
to myself.
Would
you share that with the show?
Wow. Yeah, sure.
Okay.
No, it's a practice you're supposed to do.
We'll
like,
do it.
What you want in an ideal man. I wrote that. What my relationship is going to look like. My ideal life and like within the year. I'm telling you, put it out there.
What we'll do instead of Monday Motivation, we'll call it Manifest Monday.
Here's the thing. You can't hit a target where you don't even know what the target is, right?
That's so a motivational quote right there.
Take some time and figure out what you want to do with your life. Stop wasting time.
Can you, real quick, I want to see if it happens, can you manifest Liv's mic working? Can you just real quick put that out there?
I mean, she has to do that for herself.
No, hold on. Okay, Liv, manifest right now and just envision it and then say out loud right now, my microphone will be working.
My microphone will be working.
That's, oh. I mean.
My microphone,
yep. Oh, it's like now even it's, worse.
Now it's even
like
worse.
It's dead.
I'm sorry, Mackenzie. I don't think that's going to work.
Maybe I just have the manifestation powers.
What's coming up in the garbage?
What caused Megan Fox to have a total psychological breakdown, and marriage advice from none other than Rod Stewart, Rod the Bod.
Hold on. I'm manifesting it. Liv, does your mic work?
Nope.
Oh, I love trash.
It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Well, Zach Galifianakis, if you wonder, where has he been? He's been living in British Columbia, and he just was telling Jimmy Kimmel how he loves to be surrounded by wildlife.
I live in the woods, uh-huh. And I've trained a lot of the animals in the woods.
You have? To do what?
Like when I get home, birds will fly around on my shoulders and take my sweater off.
Like a Disney movie.
A Disney movie. I have a moose that looks after the land.
You do? What's the moose's name? Does he have a name?
His name is Glenn.
Glenn.
I love Zach Galifianakis, because that guy is funny.
I want him to be my best friend. Love him so much. Moving on to Megan Fox, who's revealing that she had a complete psychological breakdown after being mocked for her movie's Jennifer's Body.
Do you have to undermine everything that I do? You are such a player hater.
You're a jerk. Wow, nice insult, Hannah Montana. You got any more harsh digs?
I mean, to be fair, that is pretty cringeworthy.
Did you guys see that movie?
I didn't even know that was there, but those lines are good.
It has like a cult following, but it's so bad. So she says that she just reached her breaking point after the 2009 release of Jennifer's Body, saying that she was being sexualized in the media and films, and the movie was just terrible, and people started mocking her. She didn't want any attention. It had a severe effect on her. She didn't want anyone to talk to her. She didn't want to be seen. She didn't want to do any movies or magazines or anything like that. So she really just took a break. Wow.
Interesting.
Yes, very interesting. It takes. And, you know, she and Brian Austin Green, they've been together. Then they were going to get divorced. Then they were together again. Then they had a baby. So it's
her
been
thumbs
a little
creep
tumultuous.
Me out.
Yeah, Megan
Sorry,
Fox.
I had to say it.
How about Katy Perry's thumbs? You like those?
I haven't seen those. I've noticed other things on her, not her thumbs.
That you like. Well, Katy Perry talking about how she extended that olive branch, literally gifted Taylor Swift an olive branch, and how they squashed their beef.
It was actually over. Just a misunderstanding, but, you know, we have such big groups of people that like to follow us, and so they kind of started turning against each other a little bit, too, and it was really unfortunate, but we made amends, and I'm all about redemption and forgiveness and for setting an example for those younger people that it can be cool to ask for forgiveness and confront someone that you may have an issue with or a problem with and talk it out.
I like that. I know some people are like, oh no, I don't want them to be friends, but it's okay. It goes to show you don't have to hate everybody.
Exactly. A lot of people just ice each other out and then it never gets resolved. So it is smart. When you're ready, and I think you have to wait a little bit for the emotions to go away and the hurt and kind of, I feel like time does heal. Then you can sit down calmly and be like, look, this is silly. I'm sorry. Let's move forward.
Will there ever be a olive branch from Kanye West to Taylor Swift? What do you think?
Who knows? I don't, Taylor has so much beef with everybody and it's wild because she's such a sweet girl, but she holds her own. That's for sure. Well, Rod the Bod. Talking about Rod Stewart, he's 74 years old. He's had that ongoing battle with prostate cancer. But by his side, his lovely wife, Penny Lancaster, and he's talking about the secret to a successful marriage.
Penny and I like our silence. After talk, it's lovely when there's silence. We live in a rather big house and we don't bump into each other for hours and hours on end. Took me a while to find the right model. Excuse the pun, but she is absolutely... my lifeblood.
I love silence, but I feel bad because, like, we talk all day. So, obviously, silence is a good thing because there's never quiet with our lives. But I feel bad for my wife, Lindsay, because I really, like, I will not talk at home.
You just want to be quiet because you've been yapping for hours at work. I get it. But he says that's the key.
What about you, though, like, in a relationship? Do you need that constant talking like you do it for a living, but off air you would? Or you like silence, too?
I just like to play like a kid and, like, tease and have fun. And then I like to just cuddle. I'm a snuggler.
All right, put that in your Bumble profile. Mackenzie with the garbage here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. A question for you, by the way, too. I'll ask Liv, but I still think your microphone's not working. I'm sorry, Liv.
We'll get it fixed.
I'm sorry. Have you picked out a Halloween costume yet?
Not yet, but my little girl is picking out the little catalogs are coming, and it's so fun to get ideas.
Okay, a costume company just released their 2019 costume line, and these are kind of geared towards women. It's got a lot of people talking. I don't know if you're going to like it, Mackenzie. I feel like Liv's going to hate these.
Oh, because they're sexy?
Well, I guess sexy's in the eye of the beholder. I'll explain what they are coming up next here. Maybe Porkchop will want to get one. It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Happy Thursday. It's Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Have you thought about what you're going to be for Halloween yet? Anybody actually thought? Because my wife brought this up, and I got no clue what we're actually going to do.
I've been thinking about what the show should be.
Okay, Mackenzie, what should the show be?
I think we should be the girls from Sex and the City. We need a foursome, and I think it would be so great.
I know it's a throwback Thursday, but that's a little too far back.
Really? Sex and the City? You know, Mr. Big's going to be a dad. He just found out in real life.
So, but that's a guy, though. You want me to be like a woman, though.
Yeah, you'd be fabulous. I don't know which one I'd want you to be. Maybe Samantha.
Okay.
Because you're so slutty.
You know what?
I'm just kidding.
Well, honestly, when it comes to that, it would be Porkchop, as we all know. He would be the queen of that.
You know,
you guys
to be honest,
look good.
I haven't dressed up for Halloween in like probably 20 years.
Why?
Really?
Yeah.
20 years?
Probably, yeah. Like since I was like 10.
All right, well, then maybe it's because costumes aren't appealing to you. Listen to this and let me know what you think here. There is a brand new set of Halloween costumes they're saying are going to be some real popular ones for 2019. This retailer is at least claiming it. It's called Yandy's. Have you heard of them? I guess
yes.
You have.
They're
okay.
Kind of the girl. It's amazing what they can make sexy, like a sexy pig or a sexy, you know, they have costumes for ladies.
Well, exactly. Mackenzie, you know what I'm talking about then. Their 2019 line of Halloween costumes, there's a sexy version of the whole some nice Mr. Rogers. They're calling it.
They have sexy Mr. Rogers.
They're calling it the nicest neighbor costume, and it costs $59.99. It comes with a red V-neck knit sweater, a detached collar and tie, and a high-waisted gray booty shorts. What do you think about that? Is that something that like you would wear, or are you just in general not like a sexy kind of costume person?
No, I'm definitely a sexy. It depends where I'm going, obviously. Like not if I'm taking my daughter trick or treating. Probably not going to rock booty shorts. shorts. But no, if I'm going to a party or something.
Like here, I got a photo for you to see right here.
It's a sexy costume. It's like a tight cardigan with a little tie and shorts. I mean, yeah, it's cute. With little white bobby socks.
Okay, another thing topical. That's what we got to have with a Halloween costume. Isn't that like the biggest thing that we have to be topical of what we're actually going to go with? They also say that they have a costume of a meatless burger, because that's been the biggest thing. They're calling it the Beyond Burger costume. It's a meaty tube dress, comes with a plant-based headband flag. So,
wow.
It looks like a dress where like the top and the bottom are kind of like bun color, and then like there's like a burger and lettuce and tomato on the top.
Liv and I were sharing like past costumes, and hers are amazing. I think one of my favorites I was Cher from Clueless, and I nailed it. Like I like to be to the point, like detail, and have some fun, and then do side by sides. That was probably one of my favorites because I was hosting a big Halloween party. I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to be this year. I was Dolly Parton last year, and I nailed that, too.
There's
really
one
fun.
More, and I think if you're willing to go sexy on this one, I'm not saying you have to, but this is definitely probably the sexiest out of the ones I saw from this company. I think you look really good in it. It's interesting. They're calling this one the Happy Tree Painter. It's pretty much a very, very sexy Bob Ross. Like, here, I got a photo for you to see. Pretty much you can see her lady bits right there. Very short shorts. And even, it almost looks like a bathing suit, like a one-piece. Like, it cuts in on the thigh or something, almost the top.
The best
She's wearing
is the
a wig.
Afro, like the hair.
Yeah, well, I thought you were going to say the squirrel on her shoulder, because that's pretty dope,
and
too.
That's cool, too. She looks good.
Now, that one's more expensive. You got to spend some money, $70. But what do we think about this?
I mean, I don't know about that one. I like costumes you just kind of make people think, and they have to really think about what you are. Would you be the girls from... What else would you guys want to be? We got to be something as a show.
I just feel like... I'm bad at saying it. No, I don't want to be somebody from that. I don't mind being a woman. I mean, I've always thought about being the Kool-Aid guy because I'm a big dude and that's easy.
Kool-Aid!
Kool-Aid. I just need some body paint.
You'd just be red?
Yeah, like that. Or you can go blue or purple. I mean, whatever's easier. But the problem I find is that nobody will actually help me put on the body paint.
What about Lindsay, your wifey?
Nobody will help me put on the body paint. And then you got to think, how are you going to get this off?
Yeah, I like topical ones, too. I can't believe we got to dress up Pork Chop. Producer Pork Chop hasn't dressed up in 20 years.
Yeah, like, what was the
That's
last
wild.
Thing you dressed up as?
A Power Ranger.
That explains a lot.
I was the
go,
Blue
go,
Ranger.
Go, go, Power Rangers.
Oh, I remember one year when I was little, I went as Criss Cross with my best friend.
Everything
we wore
backwards?
Our clothes backwards. I'm trying to think of other like costumes I've had as a kid.
If you buy me something, like I'll wear it. You guys want to dress me?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I'm into it. I'll dress you.
I think me and Joel Daddy.
That's okay.
Oh, man.
We tried. Your mic doesn't work still.
Are you going to go as a couple's costume?
Probably.
I think it depends what I do. If I have a date for Halloween, I would like to go as a, like something fun.
Are you shooting your shot right now? Okay, hey, Radio Now AM show.
Hint.
Don't DM us for that one, but maybe if you got something. Coming up next, we got Joe's Need to Know News, a very powerful PSA. It's about school shootings that just came out. Have you guys seen this or heard it yet?
Not yet.
All right, kind of a mascara alert. I guarantee you're going to cry. And then, Pork Chop, I know you need money. How would you like to make $1,300?
I'm in.
All right, I'll tell you about that next. Joe's Need to Know News. Here we go. A new PSA produced by Sandy Hook Promise. It's an organization. I never heard of them before. They were formed by the parents of children that were killed in the 2012 massacre. Left 26 little kids dead at Sandy Hook Elementary in Newtown, Connecticut. The PSA shows students protecting themselves from a shooter with their back-to-school essentials. And I'm going to play some audio, but it doesn't start out that way. You're like, oh, it looks like almost like a store commercial. Like, I got my new backpack for school, and
oh,
I got this and
oh my,
that.
This is going to make me cry.
Honestly, I'm turning on the music because this is powerful, and I'm going to put the full video up. You can see it, but here's like a little clip of it.
This year, my mom got me the perfect bag for back to school.
These colorful binders help me stay organized.
These headphones are just what I need for studying.
So everything is normal up to that point, but now you can hear kids starting to scream. You can hear kids starting to run, and all the items they're describing them in the video, they're using them as a form of protection or to help themselves.
These new sneakers are just what I need for the new year.
So this kid's running down the hall. These kids are chasing them. They're running from like a shooter.
This jacket is a real must-have.
My parents got me the skateboard I wanted. It's pretty cool.
So the kid uses his skateboard to break out of a window, and then all these kids are trying to run and get away from the school from an active shooter.
These scissors really come in handy in art class.
These colored pencils, too.
These new socks, they can be a real lifesaver.
So there's a girl that got shot in the leg, so her friend's trying to like do a tourniquet right there. It's so powerful to see this.
And I finally got my own phone to stay in touch with my mom.
I'm telling you right now, like, me describing that doesn't do it justice.
I can't watch this because I'm about ready to tear up just, like, thinking about that.
I am too.
Especially the little one saying, I just want a cell phone because we've had that talk about just stay in touch with my mom.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to make me cry. I can't watch that.
I'm not trying to make you cry.
I know it's a reality, but it's terrifying.
Unfortunately, I can't even imagine. But that video is really powerful. Give me a few minutes. I'm working on Need to Know News right now, the blog. I will get it up there probably in the next 20 or 30 minutes. You can actually check that video out.
I mean, these are our babies. It just breaks my heart that they have lockdown. They have to drills at school.
Do they do
like,
that now at her age of nine?
Yeah, when she was teeny tiny, like kindergarten, first grade, they had to do those. The kids had to practice hiding in cupboards.
And do they understand that? Like, do they process that? Because as anxiety as I have, that freaks me out hearing that.
Well, of course. I mean, there's nothing... I mean, obviously, she's the most important thing to me my entire life. And to think that, you know, we'll never forget what those parents, I mean, I can't even describe what they have gone through and what they've sustained.
Okay, well, how about something positive here? I had to share that, though. A Bakersfield, California mom is doing well after delivering her baby in the parking lot of a Jack in the Box. Listen to this.
That's my location. Female just delivered a baby in a vehicle.
This will be at Jack in the Box.
Employee from Jack in the Box definitely would love to say thank you because she was right there by my side the entire time until the ambulance made it to get me out of the car.
I do want to thank everyone that assisted because now that I think back on it, they all jumped into action and it was just wonderful.
Now, her mom was a big help in this. She was on the way to the hospital. The mom was driving the girl, her daughter, the fifth child, and the mom kind of stepped into action to help out with the baby.
Hopped out the car, one shoe went off. And I was screaming, she's having a baby, she's having a baby. When I went on the side of that car and opened up that passenger side and seen all that hair, I knew he could not fall to the ground. So I went to guide him.
That is wild. So 8-pound Sean Jackson was delivered safely. Why did they not name the baby Jack?
Well,
that's what I want to know.
That's
they delivered
where you change
Jack.
It.
Yeah, Jack in the Box.
Here's my thing. Like, if this is ever possible, Lindsay, if you're listening, I would like to try to have your baby at Taco Bell or Chick-fil-A. Wendy's would be good too.
No,
McDonald's.
You do not want that.
Qdoba. Why not?
Because
Mackenzie, they give you free food for life when this happens. I'm about to fake a pregnancy.
That's the worst nightmare. I remember I was pregnant and I went on a cruise and I was like right up to the point almost they cut you off. But I was like, please do not let me give birth and go early in Belize. Because I was looking around and the hospitals had like chain linked fence. And I was like, oh my God. Like rusted.
Why don't you
want
dual
so
citizenship?
Bad.
Come on, that would have been awesome. And finally, Pork Chop and Liv, I'm thinking of you when I saw this story. All you gotta do is watch some movies. You gotta do it before Halloween and you could earn $1,300. Who in this room, myself included, could use $1,300? Wouldn't that be awesome?
Me.
Okay, all you gotta do, guys, is this. You have to watch 13 Stephen King movies by Halloween. USDish.com is offering the deal in preparation for the upcoming film, Dr. Sleep. I guess it's a sequel to The Shining from Stephen King. And while watching the movies, all you have to do is answer some questions about the film, which one you like the most, if you're watching alone or if you got friends with you, so you guys could actually do it together, and how your heart rate is going with each scary movie. The movies you'll be watching, by the way, are Carrie, Children of the Corn.
No.
I love this.
Salem's Lot and Story of My Life, Misery.
You guys, I can barely watch Stranger Things because I think that is too scary.
How can you get this gig though for $1,300? It's so easy.
I don't know, but I'm down for that.
And no offense, Liv, I would probably much rather watch it with a cute date than you.
Trust me, I know, Pork Chop. No shocker here.
Oh, man, that would be a scary movie in itself, watching those two.
I think Pork Chop would actually do a lot of movie watching if he had a cute date.
Yes, I would.
No, you wouldn't.
Stop. Right. I actually agree with Mackenzie 100% on that one. All right, that's Joe's Need to Know News. I'll put it up on our website in just a little bit, and you can check. Usually we'll put a swipe-up link on our Instagram story later in the day. It is Radio Now AM show. Song of the Day is coming up next, and it's all about the Throwback Thursday songs. Make sure you're ready. It's Song, S-O-N-G, to 52140. Song of the day. We have a song for a category that we think is the best that you're going to want to vote for at 52140 by texting the word song. That's S-O-N-G to 52140. Today's category, we always do it for Thursday, is pretty simple. It's best throwback song. And I will kick things off today. I'm going to go the rock route today. A group that I listened to so much in middle school and high school. I even went out and bought a red New York Yankees cap because I thought the lead singer was the coolest dude in the world.
Yes.
I'm talking about a little bit of Nookie from Limp Bizkit. Come on. Come on. And stick it up, yo. Stick it up, yo. Stick it up, yo. What? Stick it up, yo. I'm not even having a bad day, but come on, that's a dope song,
what
right?
What happened to Fred Durst? Like, is he still around?
He is, but I think he's kind of mellowed out. I saw him on an MTV thing. I don't know. That was a while ago. So, Hey, I think he's alive. Knocking on wood. All right, let's go to Live the Web Girl. What song do you got for a throwback today, for Song of the Day?
I've got the best song ever. I feel like everyone likes this song. Even when this song came out, even my parents liked this song. And it was my sister's ringtone, my oldest sister's ringtone at one point. And that is Bartender.
I like the bartender.
T-Pain, Bartender, that's Liv's choice for best throwback song. Mackenzie, what do you have?
Okay, so I love this, and if you've had a birthday recently, if it is your birthday, shout out to my brother-in-law, Scott. It is his birthday. Oh, and our friend Jeremy, it's his birthday. A lot of people's birthdays coming up soon. I want to give this to you. It's 50 Cent, A Little Indie Club.
Go, 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 shorty. It's your birthday. We gon' party like it's your birthday. We gon' sip a Bacardi like it's your birthday. And you know we don't give a...
Whoa.
Yeah, so you can dedicate that when you vote for it to someone's birthday.
Okay, and Porkchop, your Throwback Thursday choice for Song of the Day.
And no offense, Joe, but your song, like when that used to come on the radio when I was a kid, my mom would turn it off.
What's that? Yeah, your mom was like really crazy, like religious. It's understandable.
Okay, so my song today is for all the moms that work really, really hard, so hard that they'd have to do some pretty crazy things just to take care of their kids.
Wait, is this I'm in Love with a Stripper by T-Pain? I didn't we have two T-Pain songs today?
No, it's City High. What would you do?
Oh, wow.
What would you do if the sun was at home? Crying all alone on the bedroom floor because it's all rain. And the only way to feed them is to sleep with a man.
Such a cheesy song.
That's a good song. I love that.
It has a good message. I would always listen to that and be like, okay.
I don't go to music for good messages. I go there for my birthday and for my nookie. But listen, my vote don't mean a dang thing. Yours is what matters. If you want to vote for any of those songs, all you got to do is text the word song, S-O-N-G, to 52140. Here's a recap of what you could vote for. Only one vote, so use it wisely. Myself, Joe, I went with Nookie by Limp Bizkit. Liv went with Bartender by T-Pain. Mackenzie went with In the Club by 50 Cent. And Porkchop went with What Would You Do by City High. That song, S-O-N-G, to 52140. We will add up your votes. Song of the day. Your votes decide which song ends up getting played. The category on a Thursday is Best Throwback Thursday Song. And let me review them for you so you know what you could have voted for. I went with Limp Bizkit Nookie because, come on, that's the jam. Let's see, what else do we got here? Live the Web Girl with Bartender by T-Pain. Then we have all the birthday shout-outs, 50 Cent in the Club. Mackenzie chose that one.
Yes.
And Pork Chop. He went with What Would You Do by City High. Interesting, interesting song choices today. Okay. You all right over there, Laffy Pants?
It's just Rosie. Rosie.
Rosie's so cute. I feel like you and Chops should get married, Rosie.
Oh, yeah.
She's nodding yes. So cute. Love you.
The results are in.
Let's hear them.
in dead last place, just like I predicted, Joe Pesh.
Excuse me?
Whoa!
I've never heard of that song in my entire life.
Yeah, my mom always used to turn the radio off when that song came on.
Oh, I know, your mom was like really crazy religious, so I understand she wouldn't allow that kind of music in that household. That's the devil's dance when you're naked.
Yeah.
Third, second, and first place are all only separated by 8%.
Wow.
Okay, we got it.
Coming in third place, unfortunately, because I was ready to jam to this one, Pork Chop and City High.
Aww. That was a terrible song, man. Mine at least was a hit at one time.
No, dude, mine was a good song.
What would you do if you've been at
Dude,
home?
I love that
baby
song, to be
house.
Honest.
Thank you, Liv. In second place, with 29% of the vote, and first place is 32% of the vote, second place is Live the Web Girl.
Yes!
Mackenzie's the big winner!
Oh my gosh!
What?
Shocker!
Wow, okay.
Thank you again. This is for all the birthdays out there. If you just want to, you know, they'll pick me up for this Throwback Thursday. Thank you for voting for 50 Cent in the club.
Mackenzie, your winner, Song of the Day, Best Throwback Thursday Song. I want to know what you think about this, because I feel like there's such a double standard if you disagree. There's a coffee shop, and it's now featuring shirtless male baristas. 833-563-2539. I want to know, in general, how do you feel about restaurants where, I guess, skin is there to win? Because that could be like a Hooters or anything. But let me explain what they're doing with this coffee shop. After a bikini barista shop in Seattle closed, a new coffee shop employing shirtless men has taken its place. Dream Boys Espresso, with a Z, by the way, no S, Dream Boys.
Boys.
Espresso opened on September 13th and is operated by shirtless dudes. The Dream Boy stand and still stand is still in a soft opening phase, so it's not officially open yet. But on Tuesday, two baristas put up a sign with the slogan "Hot guys serving hot coffee," and I guess it's getting a lot of attention. We're talking about it. The owners are planning a grand opening after the signage is complete. Now, Mackenzie, I know you like coffee. We drink that and energy drinks like crazy. How do you feel about, like, would you want to go somewhere where the baristas are shirtless?
I mean, it is what it is. Have you guys been to a, like, bikini barista place?
I have not. Only thing I was trying to think of the equivalent to this was, like, going to a Hooters or, like, Twin Peaks where, like, boobs are on full display.
I have gone, well, I don't know if it's, like, big here so much, but when on the West Coast they had those, it was almost looked like a food truck, and there'd be a gal, and I would just feel so sorry for the girl, because it'd be, like, pouring down rain, she'd be popped out the window in a bikini, she looked, like, miserable, like, she just did not want to be there. And like, think about when you're not in the mood and you have to pop on a bikini. I get it's your job, but I was like, oh, I felt so bad for her.
Now, do you make more money though? Like, that's what I'm wondering, if you work in that kind of like a business. Like, if you work, for example, I'm thinking of females, if you work at like a Hooters or like a Twin Peaks or anything else, I'm thinking where like you kind of show off your assets. Like, do you make a little bit more money than somebody else that works at like Applebee's, for example?
Oh, I'm sure. Like, I would think, obviously you would. Whatever, to each his or her own. I wouldn't necessarily, I'm fine with going to like my regular Starbucks to get my coffee, but I don't know.
Do you have a problem? Okay, go ahead.
I think it was funny when Hooters was kind of saying, oh, I mean, they're always like, we're such a family establishment. We're all about the families. I was just, that made me laugh so hard.
What they are? What are you talking about? You never went there with Lulu and got some wings?
No.
Why
would I take Lulu to Hooters?
Because they have good wings.
So she can aspire to work there? No thanks.
What?
No
what
offense
is
if
wrong?
You work at Hooters.
833-563-2539. So you that's not your thing. Like, you wouldn't want to go to a place like that if we're all like, hey guys, let's grab some wings and let's go to Hooters. You're like, hard pass?
I mean, there's just so many other places to go.
All right.
I don't know. I mean, whatever. A lot of people love Hooters and they love their food. That's fine. I just think it's tacky, to be honest and perfect. I'm not hating on anyone. I just think it's tacky.
See, I just feel like it's such a double standard, because I think women would line up for days like, oh yeah, show me those hot guys giving me that hot coffee. But then it's like, oh, dudes that go there are losers, like, because they can't get a girl.
I just think sometimes it's like you're thirsty. Like, you gotta go to a place to like, I mean.
If you're going to Hooters, you're hungry. You're not thirsty. Come on. 833-563. 800-585-2539. Maybe you work there, you can comment on that, or just in general, if you actually want to go to a place.
I know, and I actually had, I remember it was on a show, someone called in, their little son wanted to have his birthday party at Hooters, and like half, he was probably like 10, I mean, he was young, because he loved the fried pickles or something.
Yeah.
And but half, they, and see, this is the thing, there is a stigma, because their parents were embarrassed to put Hooters on the birthday invitation, because it's a 10-year-old, and half the, I mean, so if there's no stigma, or it's not weird, why would you be embarrassed to say, hey, my son's having his birthday, his 10-year-old birthday at Hooters?
Yeah, maybe you just put the address on there if it's that bad.
But I'm saying, if there's nothing weird about it, why would you be embarrassed?
I think you're just worried that other people, like maybe
yeah,
the parents
exactly,
didn't care.
Yeah, exactly, because it's tacky.
Because Mackenzie's going to call you out for it. She's going to be like, oh, hell no. Wait a minute. Hold on. Brittany's on the phone this morning. Brittany, thank you for calling in at 833-563-2539. What do you think about, Mackenzie kind of tapped on, like, you know, saying it's a family-friendly place, but what do you think about taking the kiddos to maybe a Hooters or a Twin Peaks to get some wings?
Well, I got two teenage girls, and I don't mind taking them to Hooters, but I do have conversations with them about different jobs and different things like that.
Would it bother you if they worked, if they were like, Mommy, I want to go work at Hooters?
No, I've never heard that.
I mean, would it bother you if they asked you?
No, I think that would be better than working the profession I do. I'm actually a waitress at a strip bar.
Really?
So, yeah, so Hooters doesn't bother me that bad.
Do you have to wear a little, like, a sexy outfit, and are you ever just...
I have to wear a red corset with a black pants or black skirt.
Are you ever just... That's what I just felt bad for the ladies. Like, are you ever just not in the mood? Maybe you're just PMSing, or, like, you just don't... I mean, if you, bless your heart, you have to put in a corset.
You know what? It doesn't matter who you are, male, female, whatever. Everybody is always in a bad mood at some point in time.
Yeah, that's true.
But you can't be in a bad mood at the strip club. I mean, everybody's happy there.
Right? Hey... We have a 3-drink limit for waitresses, so I can have me a few shots and good to go.
There you go.
Hey, we don't get to do that.
That's what we do before the
show. It's frowned upon.
That's why Mackenzie's so happy. All right, Brittany, thank you for calling
Thanks,
in this morning.
Brittany.
We appreciate it. Hey, hang on. We're going to find out what's happening with the garbage with Mackenzie coming up in a few minutes. After that, we've got group therapy. Wow, this person has got a good story. They're going to be anonymous, but stick around. It's Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. The Radio Now Morning Show. Hey, at this time tomorrow, right around 7:30, 6:30 Central, Freak Show Friday. That's where the weird people come out. Maybe you're one of those people and you want to be on for a future episode. Hey, hit us up in our DMs on Instagram, Radio Now AM Show. Group therapy, you can get on it a couple of ways. Calling in at 833-563-2539. You can also slide into our DMs, and that's Radio Now AM Show. This morning, well, one option is, of course, being anonymous, and that's who we're talking to. Anonymous, why are we talking to you today for group therapy?
So I was deployed not too long ago, and I came home, and I found out that my wife is pregnant by another man.
Dang, dude, that is like one of the worst things you can hear of, and I've heard stories of that. I never served. Thank you for your service, but my friend Andrew served and some other guys, and yeah, it's like, how can you cheat on me while I'm out there like thousands of miles away protecting you and the whole country?
So you find out she's pregnant. Did you know she was stepping out on you before?
I kind of had a feeling while I was gone that she was cheating, but I didn't really know. I wasn't going to go through all of her stuff, you know, and check, because I trusted her. And then when I got home, the guy messaged me and said, well, your girl hasn't always been faithful.
He messaged you, like, on what front? Like, on Instagram
or
Facebook?
Oh, okay. Yeah. And then he was like, your girl wasn't always faithful to you while you were gone. And I was like, well, what do you mean? And then he blocked me and didn't message me. And then I brought it up to her, and then she admitted to having the affair.
Well, I guess you would have to admit it because, I mean, if she got pregnant, like, I guess you can't really hide that, huh?
No.
So then what is your big dilemma? You know, obviously it seems like she cheated. So what's your dilemma?
I mean, I love her to death. We have two other kids together. I haven't always been perfect either. I've made my own mistakes.
Not to try to dredge them up, but have you also cheated? Kind of like tit for tat?
I have. I did. It doesn't make up for it, but it was when I was a little bit younger. We've been together for almost 7 years.
That's a long time. Okay.
So, does she feel, like, justified in that, okay, you did this to me and I did this to you, so now we're kind of, like, even?
Right. Well, I mean, she hasn't said that, but, I mean, that's how I kind of feel about it. I never got anybody else pregnant.
Well, that doesn't really matter. I mean, that's just a consequence of the actions.
I know.
Because that could have happened when you stepped out, obviously, too.
So I guess there's a lot going on here, Anonymous, and we're trying to obviously help you out or get you an answer. What is the, if you could boil it down to one question or one thing that you're kind of struggling with, what would that be?
Do I leave her? Do I divorce her because she got pregnant while she cheated on me? Or do I suck it up and say things happen and raise that baby like it's mine? It's a hard decision.
Man, that is a tough one. 833-563-2539. Obviously, opinions are great, but I think the biggest thing that might help Anonymous out is if you've been in that position. I'm not saying you had to necessarily serve our country, but where your person cheated on you. You had a baby brought into it, and maybe you already had kids before, too. That's a big thing. I totally get what you're saying, where you don't want to get a divorce because you're thinking of your kids. Obviously, you care about your kids, but with your current girl, do you really love her? Like, are you able to get past this yourself?
Well, see, I've already got past it, I think.
I think you still love her. If you're questioning it, and plus, I don't think you can cheat on someone, and then when they do the same thing to you, be like, well, that's it.
No, exactly. So, I for one, know things happen.
Man, now I kind of feel like I was going to say leave because you need to be happy, but now it sounds like you kind of still have a thing for her, so maybe you should stay with her.
Well, I am happy. I mean, I'll tell you, one thing that motivates me, Joe, is being able to see my kids every single day. You know, most parents that are separated, they only get to see their kids maybe 2-3 days out of the week. I don't think I could really handle that. I love waking up to my kids. I love going to sleep with my kids around me. And I love her, too. Don't get me wrong. I love her with everything.
Yeah, no, I mean, that makes sense. Well, listen, Anonymous, we know you got to go, but we will make sure we podcast this so you can check it out later. But 833-563-2539. We'll throw this up on Facebook, too, to search for Radio Now. What would you tell Anonymous to do? It kind of sounds like you're leaning towards staying, which I think is not a terrible thing either, but you definitely have to want to be with this person in the long haul. You shouldn't just do it just for the kids, because then their kids are going to see how you're resentful and unhappy. At least my opinion, but what do I know? 833-563-2539. We'll take your calls next here for group therapy on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Group therapy today has got so many twists and turns, and I don't know. I thought I had an answer, Mackenzie, for Anonymous, because the gentleman that we talked to had to go, but he didn't want to give out his name. But pretty much, I guess, way back in the day, we found out after the fact, the plot twist, he had cheated on his girl. Well, he also served in the military, went overseas. Just before he came back, got a message, hey, your girlfriend may not be being faithful to you. Come to find out she's pregnant, so it's not his kid. They already have kids. And he's like, do I leave? Do I stay? And, I mean, it's just, I don't have an answer.
We're so thankful for his service. And this happens more often than not when someone is deployed and they come back and things are not as they left them.
Yeah. And we're wondering at 833-563-2539, what, I guess, advice or support would you give to Anonymous this morning? Let's kick things off with V. Hi, V. Thank you for calling in. What did you want to say?
Hi, good morning, Joe. I just wanted to say I'm a first-time listener calling out of Houston.
Yeah, girl, thank you.
Yeah, now what do you think about the situation with the guy then? Like, do you think he needs to stay with the girl, or does a right make a wrong? What would you do?
Well, honestly, I feel for both of them, because at the end of the day, you know, we're human, you know, and a lot of times people don't get over, you know, pain. So it seems like they have this cycle going on, him and her. Hopefully, you know, they're at the end of that. But what I will say is you just have to live in your truth. You know, if that's something he cannot get past, then you're just going to have to, you know, as hard as it may be, you have to move forward. Because at the end of the day, you're just going to be miserable. Resentment is going to start to grow. And we try to think as adults that, oh, we can control it. The kids don't see nothing. They don't know what's going on. But that's not the case.
Yeah, I mean, V, I think you're right. I think they can pick up on that. Mackenzie, can you even notice, like, with a 9-year-old that, whatever it might be, like, they're very observant. They can feel things.
Oh, absolutely. They're sponges, and they know way more than they lead on.
All right, let's go to Jim this morning. Hey, Jim, thank you for calling in for group therapy. What would you tell Anonymous to do?
I actually went through the exact same situation that he did. I'm a combat vet myself.
Thank you for your service,
yes.
Jim.
If he truly, truly loves this woman, it's time to forgive and try to forget. I know it's hard, but if you truly, truly love the person you're with and love the people you're around, make it work, because if you don't, you'll end up like me and you will regret it.
So wait, you weren't able to get through that? Like, did you get divorced then, Jim?
I did.
Okay.
And you regret that?
I do, every day.
Wow.
Are you the one who filed for divorce?
It was a mutual agreement, but it was every single day for the last 3 years I've regretted it.
Aww. Jim, man, I can't even imagine what that's like, but I got to tell you, seriously, the whole point of group therapy is to help people out. And I know that your pain you're going through sucks, but you did maybe hopefully help out Anonymous by hearing that. So thank you for picking up the phone and doing that.
Absolutely.
You have a great day, Jim. That's just... That's
it's
tough
not
to
a
hear.
Decision to take lightly. However, when he was saying, you know, I want to stay, I think he sounded as though he still really loves her.
It's but like he wants us to talk him out of it almost.
He was just like, but I just want to see kids every day. And I 100,000% I agree with that. But at the same token, it's like, okay, but is that reason? I mean, a lot of people do stay purely for the kids, and I get that. But I just hate you to look back, you know, 20 years later and be like, okay, well, now I'm ready to do it. I don't know.
Yeah, no, you bring up a good point, Mackenzie. Ian, hey, thank you for calling in this morning for group therapy. What do you want to say?
So just to tag along to what the last guy said, Jim, I'm a combat veteran myself. I did 3 tours in Afghanistan.
Thank you so much for your service.
I was in the Marines. My very first tour, the exact same thing happened with my fiance. And, you know, I completely walked away from that. And mind you, it's a different situation compared to what I'm in now. Now I'm married. I have 4 kids. You know, fast forward to now.
Wow.
If I went through that situation now with my wife, it would be a tough pill to swallow. But, you know I picked her for a reason. And being a service member, finding someone that could stick around in that lifestyle and definitely, like you know, just stick with you for the long haul, that's kind of tough to find. And what I would do, what I would suggest is, if that kid is going to be born, you know, just keep the guy out of it, you know?
No, I think it's a good point.
Why do you think this is so prevalent? Do you think that the ones left at home are just lonely?
I think that's very common, one, and there's also, like, a hidden force at play.
Oh, I think Ian's phone's cutting out. But, Ian, thank you for calling in, and thank you for your service, man. We appreciate it. 833-563-2539.
I think a reason why this happens is because a lot of people value themselves on the validation of other people. And if you're away from your significant other and you don't have that constant validation, you're going to seek it from other people. And that might be other men or other women, which leads into cheating.
Let's talk to Kate. Hey, Kate, thank you for calling in for group therapy. You've heard everybody else. What would you tell Anonymous to do?
Personally, I think they both need to leave. I mean, if you're cheating on somebody and then they cheat on you and tit for tatting, when is that going to stop? And second of all, I mean, you just can't keep the guy out of it. That's his baby that's coming along, so he's going to be in the picture. And as soon as that baby's born, he's going to be there. So yeah, it's at a time where, like, you really need to think about that, too.
Those are some great points, Kate. Let's wrap things up with Keenan here for group therapy. Thanks, Keenan, for calling in. What do you want to say?
Man, I think, you know, I was always taught, man, growing up that, you know, if this case ever comes about, you have children, you know, you never stay for the kids. But, you know, personally, now that I have 2 children, I think children are the best reason to stay, you know, and it's definitely a tough pill to swallow. It's way easier said than done. But, you know, if you got that love in your heart and you see the sacrifice being able to be made for the impact that you're going to have on your children, you know, then I'll say that's worth it.
Keenan, man, thank you.
Yeah, I understand what he says. I just don't, a lot of people do stay for the kids, and it's a war zone at home, and there is no love. And so I feel like the biggest example that someone can give to their children is the way they love their significant other. And if there's not love there and there's not respect and everybody's miserable, why? I don't understand. I feel like it's a brave thing to do to go show a happy, healthy relationship. And it's not selfish to want to be happy yourself and fulfilled, because your child is going to see that and say yes, and that's what they want. I mean, honestly, this is the thing. It's not a dress rehearsal. This is your one shot at life. You deserve to be happy just like everyone else does. And when you're happy and fulfilled, your cup is filled, so you can be the best mom, the best sister, the best friend, the best significant other.
Those are some great points, and thank you for sharing that, too, in your experience. Hopefully, I think today actually was a good group therapy. Like, where
we just
actually,
went so deep.
No, but I feel like we actually made a difference. This might be the first time we've maybe gotten some good answers.
Yes.
Thank you so much for being a part of this. We're throwing this up on our Facebook page, too. If it's not already there, it will be in a second. And let Anonymous know what you would do in that situation. We really appreciate it. It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. We're going to play Catchphrase, and I hear Porkchop today's got kind of a special twist. What do we got going on?
Yeah, today's National Pirate Day, so all these words are pirate-themed.
Arsome!
What is it with you and pirates? You love pirates. It's hilarious.
I don't know. Like, I'm not a big, like Pirates of the Caribbean fan, but I think it's a fun thing. So happy International Pirate Day.
I like Captain Morgan.
See? Porkchop, you slipped it as a producer. We should have a fifth in here right now.
We can't keep talking about this because you're all saying all the words that are on my list for Catchphrase.
See, this is what I'm doing. Here, it doesn't matter. You can know the word. It can be peg leg. You still got to get somebody to say it. Let's get two people on the phone right now. Chrissy and Robert, good morning to you two.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. I'll let ladies go first. Chrissy, do you want to be on Team Joe or Team Mackenzie for a Catchphrase today?
Mackenzie.
Yes!
Is that because she always wins and I always lose?
Girl squad. I love it.
Maybe.
Okay, hey, honesty helps. Robert, this is perfect because my brother's real name is Robert, so I feel like we're long lost
and
bros.
And my sister's name is Chrissy.
What?
That's crazy. Really? My mind is blown.
This is a...
Yes!
This is a weird day. All right. Okay, so we got Chrissy and Robert on here. Porkchop, can you put on the screen for me so I know which team they're on? What do we want to do? Do you want to go first, Mackenzie? Because I always give the option of ladies going first, or do you want the gentleman to go first?
I'm going to give my girl Chrissy the call if she would like to go first or second.
Let's go first.
Okay.
Ooh, all right, hold on.
Chrissy.
Let me put Robert on hold.
Okay.
And whenever you're ready, Mackenzie and Chrissy, Porkchop's going to hand you a piece of paper. And here's the rules, by the way, too. You have until the buzzer goes off. You have to say the word exactly as it's written on your paper. So make sure you do that. You can pass one time, so be careful. Whoever has the most right words right wins. In the event of a tie, producer MYK will explain the overtime rules. What did I say?
You just Ron Burgundy'd that.
Oh, did I say? Oh, our old producer. Sorry.
Wait, what?
It's all right.
My friend MYK.
Oh.
At least I didn't say anybody else's name. So, all right. In the event of a tie, producer Porkchop. Well, to be fair, there's been some people asking, hey, do you need a new producer? So,
hey.
Sorry. Awkward behind the scenes. No. I don't even know your name anymore. What is it?
Porkchop. You said it right. You're good.
Okay. Porkchop will help us out.
Okay.
Hopefully we won't get there. Now I feel really embarrassed. No, I'm not ready.
Fine.
Hold on.
All right, Chrissy, we got this. We're in the zone.
Okay.
All right, whenever you're ready, in 3, 2, 1, Catchphrase.
Pirate has a wooden leg, also known as a blank leg.
Peg leg.
Yes. This sits on his shoulder and repeats you. It's a bird.
Parrot.
Yes. There's no blank in team. You also see out of these. Yes. When your boat crashes, it's also called a
shipwreck.
Yes. Ooh, the Kardashians have nice backsides. Are called
but booties.
Yes. when you're looking at this to get directions, and it's paper, you're looking at
a map.
Yes. Ooh, it's beautiful, red, white, and blue. The American
flag.
Yes, and the one who steers the ship, not the captain, but the. Not second, the one before that. In Australia, you say, good day.
Mate.
Good clue.
First mate. Dang it. But Chrissy, you killed it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Dang.
Woo! All but one, mama. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm going to put you on hold so I can pick up my teammate, Robert. And here we go. Wow.
Producer Porkchop is strangling me with his phone cord.
Yeah,
or his headphone cord.
Porkchop's coming all the way around the side of our console here so he could do this, which, to be fair, may not even happen one time. All right. Are you there, Robert?
Yes.
All right. Liv, can you get a picture of the setup that I'm trying to do Catchphrase in and what I'm having to deal with?
Sorry, I'll get a picture.
All right, okay, Mackenzie, put it on our Instagram radio. Now I am. Dude, this is so stupid. All right. Are we ready to go here, Captain? Robert?
Yes.
Okay. By the way, pork chop the catch.
Aye, aye.
Okay. Aye, aye. That's the Catchphrase bed. Here we go in 3, Jesus, 2, 1. You got to say all the blanks. There's 7 of them.
Please.
Yep. Okay. Sometimes you go hide in this, like it's a hollowed out piece of rock. It's a big area. You might like sail into
cave.
It. Yep. Okay. I've been left behind. People forgot me. I'm a. Like you leave something, you're like, okay, forget it. We have to leave it there. You know, sometimes it's a blank island, but there's nothing on it.
Oh, deserted.
No, skip. Blank chest. There's a bunch of good things. No, there's a bunch of good things in it, though. What is it? Like gold, silver, coins. Blank chest.
Treasure chest.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, okay. What is a bunch of water? Like, there's seven of them. A big body of water. Big, big body of water.
Ocean.
Yep, okay. You drop this so your boat doesn't move anymore in the water.
Dead in the water.
Anchor. Anchor is what we were looking for there. I'm
Chrissy,
so sorry.
Chrissy!
Oh, man. How many did the ladies get?
They got seven.
Chrissy. Good job, Robert. Nice work, but Chrissy dominated.
Wait, but how many did the guys get?
You got four. You got four.
Hey, we were close, Robert. I think it was a lot closer than it felt like.
The word you missed was abandon, like an abandoned ship.
Okay.
Yeah, Chrissy! Everyone give her a round of applause.
Yeah.
She has one catchphrase for the day. My amazing partner in crime.
Oh, boy. Woo-hoo! Okay. How was it running the controls there, poor chap? Did you like it?
It was very stressful.
Okay. Welcome to my life. Thursday. It is Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. And really, hope you're having yourself a good day. Now, we want you to call in for this because sometimes you might have a friend or a family member that you give advice to, and it's good advice, but they're not trying to hear it.
Right, exactly. And you have the best intention, but they take maybe little snippets.
Now, and kind of behind the scenes, Pork Chop and Mackenzie have a special relationship. They worked together in the past. So usually if Pork Chop won't listen to Live the Web Girl's suggestion or mine, he pretty much like, okay, Mackenzie, great idea. I really like what you tell me to do. And even with Mackenzie's suggestions, politely, with what we've talked about behind the scenes, I think Pork Chop's going to ignore you.
I think he is, and I don't know why, because I care about him so much, and I just am protective, and I don't want you to get murdered, Pork Chop.
I know. People usually give me a lot of good advice, but I tend to not listen to it. I don't know.
He tends to do, like, the opposite.
Yeah, but, I mean, I'd say I'm doing okay for myself, right? I'm alive.
Yeah.
I have a home and some pets.
True.
Let's just get down to it, dude. Tell everybody what we've been telling you is a bad idea that you're going to do or you have done. I don't know. I'm worried about you.
All right. So I am on a dating app. It's called Grindr. And it's an app typically for, you know, gay guys to meet up with each other, whether it's for whatever reason, you know, to hook up or to end up dating someone.
Right.
Well, there's this guy on there. And
Pork Chop's very popular on this, by the way.
Oh, yeah. So popular. That's not a good thing to be popular on Grindr, Mackenzie.
Why not?
But anyways, so, no, there's this one guy that kind of caught my attention. And so we were talking a little bit, and it turns out he's a photographer. And I was like, oh, that's cool. Like, my degree's in media and film.
Like a real photographer?
Yeah.
Because there's lots of photographers, and I'm doing air quotes right now, these days, just because, you know, phones are so great and they do pictures. So he's a real photographer.
Yeah, no, he's really a photographer.
Legit.
He's in class for it. He takes pictures. Oh, I think his Instagram is like Kyle.englr.
All right.
Okay,
we don't need to throw
here,
people's.
Look.
No, no, you don't
have to
throw
I want Mackenzie to look. Like, there's good pictures
okay.
up in there.
Yeah, legit. He has pictures. Okay.
So I asked him, I was like, oh, hey, you're a photographer. I've never done like a photo shoot or anything. Would you want to meet up and do a photo shoot?
God, you're thirsty as hell.
No. And he's
like, pay me like one of your French girls.
Yes, that's it.
Shoot me.
Oh, wait, I should take my pants off for this, shouldn't I?
He said yes. He said, like, you know, we could go downtown. There's a nice park and we could do a photo shoot. And I'm so down for this.
Okay. Well, hey, I'm excited. You might get new headshots.
Yeah, or like anything, you
lifestyle
know?
Shots.
It
okay.
might actually be a headshot when he cuts your head off.
Oh my God. No, you guys are ridiculous. I think this is totally
so
fine.
So you're contemplating what? Going to meet the stranger danger?
Yeah, I mean, I don't understand why you guys keep saying stranger danger. Like, it's totally fine.
Because you met the guy.
Grinding.
On Grindr. And it's like, hey, let's take some photos of you for your profile.
This is the worst part, though. He's like, you guys, I've done much more shady things on Grindr.
Yeah. This isn't even that bad.
I go places at night and meet strangers.
You weren't even worried about that, but you're like all worried about me like meeting up with someone to take my pictures.
Only because the photographer line, there's a bunch of creeps. Joe and I were talking about this, especially that approach to like teenage girls. They're like, oh, hey, I'm a photographer. And that's like a way to lure lure them in. So I don't want my little pork chop lured in by a creep. Not saying this guy is that way. Just be cautious.
I feel bad for photographers. I feel like they get a bad rep. Like, I mean, you know.
Because some are creepy people.
Yeah. Like at a bunch of studios I've worked at, there's a list that I don't know if they know about, unbeknownst to them, of photographers that are not, that are like on the creeper list, that are not legit and are perverted.
And legit photographers, if you can call in too, I mean, that's not the main thing we're looking for, 833-563-2539. But maybe explain to Porkchop the up and up way to do something, and maybe it's not.
Grinding.
I just, dude.
I think it'll be fine. About you. It's 2019. People use Uber. Like, you know, you get into someone else's car.
Yeah,
I'm not getting
true.
Into his car. He's just taking pictures of me in a public place.
I remember actually when I was like, when I worked at Radio Now the first time, and I did a shoot. And so this was like, I was really young and I was excited to do a photo shoot. And there's a big creep, a big pervert that was trying to take my pictures. And then he's like, oh, did the old, was one more button, blah, 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 blah. And I felt so uncomfortable. I just packed up and left. But a girl that wasn't raised the way I am, that maybe didn't know and got scared, maybe would have gone along with it and really regretted doing, you know, having those photos out there later.
833-563-2539. I want to hear from more people. Let's kick it off with Lauren. Lauren, pork chops may. Met somebody on Grindr.
Grinding.
And now he is going to do a photo shoot with somebody he doesn't even know out in the woods.
In the woods.
Does that not sound shady? Or am I just saying
remote
woods?
It sounds shady, but I think in this situation, Pork Chop will probably be fine. Kyle is a totally good guy.
Oh, she knows
so
the
you
guy.
Know
you can vouch for him. Okay.
We worked together years ago, and he's totally not a creeper at all.
But wait a minute. What if she's with Kyle and she's the one that lures people in?
She's part of the murder?
Yes, she's part of the
so
project.
So Murder Monday, I'll be focusing on pork chop.
Lauren, thank you for calling in. We're getting some more calls because, listen, Mackenzie is the nicest person. I'm just a jerk on the show, and I do ask the hard-hitting questions. Let's find out if maybe you and I and Liv 2 are off base here, and we're just kind of hating on pork chop. But okay. You have a lot of experience as somebody that's a spokesmodel, and you get photographs and video and pictures all the time. And I just feel like you would know. And if you're saying this is not the greatest idea, it probably is not.
I just worry about Fart Job. I don't like that he does other shady stuff at night and meets strangers either. Well, I don't like any of this activity.
We can't change him in one day, but we're trying. 833-563-2539. Your call's next. Look at Pork Chop practicing.
Looking good, boy. Work it.
Pork Chop threw out something that he's considering doing, which I just don't know, Mackenzie. It doesn't sound like the greatest idea.
This guy sounds like a nice guy, and I don't have any I've never done like a photo shoot of any kind.
Which shocks me.
Pork Chop met a guy on Grindr.
Grinding.
That's the hot spot, apparently, for Pork Chop now to find all of his people. And who brought up the idea of taking photos? Was it the guy that's a photographer, or was it you?
Well, he told me he was a photographer, and then I was like, so I brought it up. I said, would you like to shoot me?
Now, be honest. Was it a real, like, you know, I've always been wanting to get these headshots, and I want to be more professional? Or was it kind of like you had other intentions?
Like,
be
this guy's
honest.
Hot, and I want to get to know
him. No, I mean, I told him, I said, you're a cutie at one point in our messages. But, I was like, I just thought that'd be cool if you could, like, shoot me.
Aww. Yes. And, I mean, I'm all for getting new headshots and having some fun.
I mean, I don't know if I necessarily even really want a headshot. I mean, like, anything. Like, whatever. I don't know.
Here, get on this rug. There's a fireplace. No, here's a cat.
Like, just,
no,
you know.
Growl
like
for me.
That was good, Pork Chop. That was good. Mm-hmm. All right, Tyler, thank you for calling in at 833-563-2539. Are me, Mackenzie, and Liv kind of overreacting, or would you be kind of questioning this situation too?
What's up, guys? Good morning. So I've actually met this said photographer a couple of times. He used to be, we'll use the term dating, but more so grinding with my ex-roommate.
Grinding.
Okay, so is he like a good guy? Is he going to kill me, or is his photography nice?
Will I get murdered?
No, I mean, I wouldn't be worried about getting killed. You said you're going to, like, downtown, right?
Yeah, I think maybe downtown or a park. I don't know. I just, okay, here, to be
a
honest.
A cemetery, somewhere secluded.
The secluded
hey, I'm
going
to be honest for a second here. I changed.
Oh, wow, finally.
I changed my Instagram profile from, like, personal to content creator. So I just want some cool new Instagram photos, okay?
Okay. That's okay. That's honest. We get you.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
And to be honest, I think there's worse things that we do with Grindr than go meet up downtown for some headshots, right?
I know. Whoa. I want to hear about these other late night rumblings at some
this
point.
This is a radio show, and we have a license to protect.
Yeah. This isn't the red light district. Unfortunately, I can't get too detailed with what else we do.
Oh,
well,
my gosh.
But please don't follow the lead. If anyone is listening, do not meet strangers in secluded places.
Hey, thank you, Tyler, for calling in. Wow. Josh, hey, good morning. We're trying to figure out if Pork Chop should meet up with this person that I guess is a photographer. They met on Grindr.
And they got romantic.
We did.
It's happening.
Well, I feel like that's going to happen.
Flirty-wise,
Josh,
right?
Should he do this photo shoot?
I mean, it's really up in the air, Joe. To be honest, McKenzie hit it on the head. I've been a photographer for over 20 years, and I have heard horror stories. And the thing about it is, Instagram's not going to cut it. Does he have a website? Does he have reviews? You know, you need to find out if this guy is legitimate or not, because I'm going to tell you right now, the one thing a photographer will do that I have heard numerous times, they do get romantic. For some reason, Pork Chop pisses him off. Photoshop is a wonderful tool to embarrass the hell out of someone.
Oh, like, could you put something in Pork Chop's hand or mouth?
Good point.
I mean, anything is fair game. I mean, I couldn't even begin to tell you the possibilities.
What if he had, like, Pork Chop in the photo shoot? He's like, here, hold this banana. Okay, thank you.
What?
As the daughter of an attorney, do not sign away that they own your likeness and all those, your image.
Okay. Because
then if things go awry and he has some scandalous pictures, then he can't release them on his own.
I mean, I wasn't planning on doing any nudes.
Pork Chop's famous last words.
Ronnie.
Show Joe, Mackenzie, Live the Web Girl, producer Pork Chop, and you at 833-563-2539. I assume there's some good stories here, and I know from what I hear about the secret life of women, because I don't know, I'm just a bro, but I've heard that when a man does you wrong, you want to destroy his things. And I want to know, what did you destroy of your exes? Maybe it was just something like a hoodie you didn't like. Maybe it was something you knew was an expensive item or just a lot of sentimental value. And you're like, I'm going to be as evil as I can. 833-563-2539. So, Mackenzie, not to bring up bad memories, but do you have anything, for example, with your story, with your life, of maybe that you destroyed of an ex, or maybe some of your girlfriends, because you were with your guy for a long time.
Yeah, I'm not really, I mean, I totally get how it could be therapeutic,
yeah.
But no, not really. I've had girlfriends, though, do that before. Like, one of my friends' guys cheated on her, and they were engaged, and she burnt her wedding dress.
What?
That she was going to wear.
So she definitely made the decision, okay, full on burn it.
I was like, I feel like you should have sold that because it's very expensive. But she just wanted, like, it was very therapeutic. That was super dramatic. But no, there's been things. I mean, I usually just pass along, like, if I find something, like I found, like, a monogram something or a sweatshirt or something, and I'll put it in a nice little, like, and give it back. I mean, yeah. What about you? Did you have ex-girlfriends before Lindsay? I haven't really asked you about your past.
I mean, I've hyped it up to make Lindsay think that I'm a hot commodity and she's lucky to get with this third person talking. I mean, honestly, before Lindsay, the longest I ever dated any girl was 3 months, and that wasn't my choice. They just used me for concert tickets and broke up. So, if anything, I was the creeper that held on to stuff. Like, I had a picture of my ex. I'm like, why do I have this picture? Let it go. But 833-563-2539. Maybe guys do this too, because we assume it's women that destroy things of their ex, but dudes, did you maybe have something that you're like, no, we're done, or she cheated on me, I'm gonna destroy this item?
This would be a great question for producer Porkchop, because he has an ex he was with for 7 years. Have you destroyed anything from your past ex or exes before?
I haven't, but he has.
He has?
What did he destroy?
This actually makes sense.
So in Michigan, there's like a lot of lakes. So I was young. I had gotten him like a promise ring. Go ahead, judge.
I would never judge you.
So, yeah, Liv is look at Liv. So
Liv's face, though, is not a good look right now. She's judging hard.
That would be a whole other topic of promise rings. Because I have a friend that was offered one, and I was like, no.
So that's what he destroyed. He threw it into the lake. And then I also had bought him an iPad Air for Christmas one year, and he pawned it for like 60% of what it was worth.
Wow, I can't believe that relationship didn't work out. Interesting.
Yeah, screw off.
833-563-2539. Ladies, gentlemen, what did you destroy from your ex? Whether it was personal property of theirs or something that just reminded you of them. The reason I brought this story up, and I'm hoping to hear from you, is a woman in Nebraska sparked an apartment fire after burning love letters from her ex in her bedroom. The 19-year-old woman used a butane torch to burn the letters and left some of them on the floor.
She just had a torch?
Yeah, she's like, okay, I got this sitting around. She then went to another room to take a nap. She woke up a short time later to find, hey, my carpet's on fire.
Oops.
Firefighters, thankfully, were able to extinguish the fire within minutes because it, so nobody got hurt real bad. But Mackenzie, it caused almost $5,000 in damage. But she's lucky she didn't kill people.
Right, absolutely. Well, one thing, don't set a fire and then decide to take a snooze. That's not a smart thing. Secondly, I get, though, that writing a lot, that is very therapeutic. So, like, writing something, a letter to your ex or a letter to someone who's hurt you or even a letter to yourself and then burn it. Or, like, you know, you write all the bad things because it's kind of like you free your sense and you're, you know.
Oh, totally. I think it's a great idea. Just like you said, don't let it on fire or do it in a place like a fireplace.
Yes. I mean, it's like letting go of those who have let you go.
Oh, wow, you're so deep. Let's go to Chelsea this morning at 833-563-2539. Hey, Chelsea, thank you for calling in. What did you destroy from your ex?
So my ex had cheated on me and I destroyed his guitar. I just completely smashed it into pieces.
How did that feel, girl?
It felt so good.
Yeah!
Now, did that guitar mean a lot to him?
I'm sorry?
Did that guitar have a lot of meaning to him?
He's been playing guitar for years, and he had quite a few, but he had left one, so I found it and gave it back to him, actually.
For a split second,
in a trash bag.
Did you think about, maybe I'll give this back to him or send it to him, or then you overruled that, or were you like, I'm definitely destroying this?
Oh, it was no thought. It was gone.
There you go.
Wow, Chelsea, all right, do not mess with her. She's like Carrie Underwood over here. Anonymous, hey, thank you for calling in at 833-563-2539. Did you destroy something?
No, actually, I had been dating my boyfriend for a few months, and I broke it off with him because it was long distance. I didn't like him very much. But then a month later, he sent me a package with all the stuff I had gotten him and said, please destroy this. Like, it's too hard for me. I need you to destroy it for me.
Interesting.
Okay, so tell me you didn't destroy it. You just pawned it, right? You make that money?
Oh, no. I walked straight to the trash chute and threw it out. There was nothing valuable, so I threw it out.
I wonder, though, if he's kind of trying to get your attention. I mean, because he could have just left it.
He could have thrown it out himself.
Yeah, exactly.
Or he could have donated it to Goodwill.
Like, a lot of exes are sneaky in that way. They want you to think of them.
How many things are at Goodwill that are just like exes material? You're like, burn it, burn it. Let's go to Lindy this morning. Hey, Lindy, what happened with your ex and trying to get rid of something?
Yeah, well, it wasn't me, but it was him. And he attempted to break open and destroy the ashes of my mother.
Oh my God!
Oh my gosh! Are you serious?
Because I wouldn't come out of the apartment after domestic abuse from him, and that was his bargaining.
So he had psychological issues, obviously.
He's a narcissist, so that makes sense. When everybody says that, I mean, I feel like they do this. And then he also burned our marriage certificate, like the girl, on the carpet in our apartment.
Wow.
And I was sued for $5,000 in damages for him setting the carpet on fire.
That's really insane. Glad you got out of this tumultuous relationship. Thank you so much. Our boss, Dustin, was reminding me, remember Lisa Left Eye Lopez?
Yeah.
DLC, she burned down her ex's house.
Yeah, that mansion. You want to watch a fun news clip? It's like, damn, your mansion's on fire.
Don't mess with her.
No kidding. And how insane do you have to be? Like, well, you're not going to hurt the ashes. They're already kind of burnt up. But like, you're like, I'm going to burn your mom's ashes. Like,
what a psycho. That is sick.
All right, let's go to Lindsay. This better not be my wife. Hey, Lindsay.
She's burning herself right now, Joe.
This isn't my Lindsay, is it?
So what I did was I took my boyfriend's ex-boyfriend's bag of clothes and put motor oil, ketchup, cooking oil, and even had my kids helping me put stuff in the bag. And we shook it up and set it outside in the rain because he decided he wanted to leave and not tell us nothing.
Oh, wow. So you had a part of that with her own daddy's clothing.
No, it wasn't their daddy. Oh. It was just my ex-boyfriend.
Oh, okay. I'm like, dang, you're really hitting them where it hurts. Either way, that still stinks, though. Wow, what if that magically just made his clothes clean? You're like, oh, I love that mixture you did. It really got the whites white and the colors colorful.
So if something went awry with you, heaven forbid, Joe, what would you do with all of, like, Lindsay's stuff?
Oh, I would.
You would give it back. I can't see you being.
No,
no.
I would.
No, no.
It's weird. Like, I'm obviously very anxious and I get very angry. Like, I don't hit people, but, like, I have to work on this. Lindsay freaks out, like, because I want to punch things, like a wall or hit something or squeeze something just to, like, get rid of that negative energy. So I don't think I would, like, burn something sentimental of Lindsay's because she has a lot of family stuff, but I might, like, break something. Like, oh, there goes your wine glass on the floor. That would be devastating to Lindsay. No, not a wine glass.
There's your wine glass. Aw.
Line one is kind of sad. I don't know if we want to wrap up with that.
It's your call. You're the producer of the show.
Go ahead, Stephanie.
All right, Stephanie, I hear you've got probably the saddest one of all, so let's cry.
Okay. So I have a friend, and she was dating a guy. He left her for another girl, and for work, he goes out of the country. So he left for about, I think, 2 weeks or so, and the new girlfriend didn't like that, so she didn't feed the dog for about a week and a half, and the dog ended up dying.
Oh, my God! Pork chop, why are you putting this?
That is awful.
Oh, my God. That is so sad and disgusting.
That is sick. Yeah, that's...
Not mad at you, Stephanie. It's just like, oh, my, how could you do that?
Like, yeah, that's terrible.
What a despicable person.
Karma.
There's literal evil people.
Stephanie, thank you for calling. All right, pork chop for now on.
Now we're going to go cry in the corner.
Yeah, no kidding. I don't even want to do dummy of the day now.
I don't know. You asked what someone destroyed.
You did give us a forewarning.
I didn't say what animal did you kill.
Nah.
All right, well, if you got any other crazy stories, will you DM us Radio Now AM show? I honestly, like, Mackenzie, can you make me happy?
Here's the tissue.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy of the day.
A South Carolina man posted online something that he was upset about. Because isn't that what we do if we feel we've been wrong? We're like, oh, I'm gonna tell Facebook about this.
Of course.
I'm going to put this on my Instagram.
I cannot stand it. I don't even go on Facebook anymore because people write those long paragraphs.
Well, you need to go on there because you might see this guy for the dummy of the day. This guy misread the sandwich packaging, like they put the label on it, like what the sandwich was or who it was for.
Oops.
He thought that it read the name... like the B word, like a female dog in heat.
Okay.
Like, and this sandwich is for his wife. So he thought that this, the person
at
Jimmy John's is calling his wife the B word.
Uh-oh.
Well, his wife ordered a BLT sandwich with cheese. When the man was given the order, it read BLT space CH. Can you see how that would look like the B word?
Absolutely.
The man went inside the restaurant, demanded to speak with a manager. The manager explained, sir, the writing is actually an abbreviation we use for the sandwich. BLT stands for BLT, and CH stands for the cheese your wife asked for on the sandwich.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, he then realized he was a complete dummy. He actually kind of called himself out, but what a dummy of the day right there. Not necessarily a crime, but hey, what are you calling my wife?
So I like that he stood up for her, though, just in case that had happened. But, yeah, then you feel really bad.
In the restaurant industry, guess what abbreviation we use for cocktail sauce?
Okay, pork chop, I don't even want to know. That's your dummy of the day here on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. We got kids listening, you perv.
You just said guess.
Okay, let's see.
It
cocktail
could be
sauce.
Anything.
C-O. Yeah, we're done. We're done. Oh, boy, I'm nervous. We had to bring an engineer in to bring in this next attempt here, which means Pork Chop was going to blow something up. Engineer Nick, is this ready to go?
Yeah, I think we're good.
All right, Nick says I have to hit this button first.
We've been spending most of our lives
living in an Amish paradise.
So yesterday, around this time, we spiraled out of control after the Dummy of the Day, which you can go check out on our website, RadioNowIndy.com or RadioNowHouston.com, and click on the Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. See the dummy. This is the most pimped out buggy we've ever seen. They had a stereo system inside of it, and they also had some open containers of alcohol and some twisted tea. So who would have known that was the beverage of choice of these dudes? But Porkchop's like, well, I know Amish people. Like, you do?
Yeah, I used to live in Central Michigan, and that's where my ex is from, and there is a huge Amish community up there, and one of his really good friends was actually in the Amish community, and she left, and I think she's in Germany right now, but we have her put up on Facebook. Katie, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, wow, the technology we have. Hey, Katie.
This
thanks,
is awesome.
Thanks for coming on the show. So, wait, you're no longer Amish?
That is correct. I'm no longer Amish. However, I heard you said I might be in Germany.
Oh.
I'm in Italy.
Oh, Italy. She's ciao, in Italy. Bella.
Porkchop's like, forget about it. All right. So thank you for conferencing in here for a little question that we have. So how long ago was it that you, I guess, lived the Amish lifestyle?
So I left a little over 7 years ago now. So it's been quite a journey, and I absolutely love it. I wouldn't trade it for my old life. However, I do miss some stuff from my old life, as far as, you know, the food, the fresh food and all, knowing where you get your food. But it's a much faster paced life now.
So what exactly does leaving the Amish community mean? Because obviously that's your family, but also it's a community too. So does that literally mean leaving your family, like you don't ever see them or talk to them again?
Or did people shun you when you made this huge decision?
No, so I wasn't baptized into the church, so I didn't get shunned. However, I have three brothers who have also left. So, I mean, I keep in constant contact with them. But as far as like my parents and the rest of the family that are still at home, the only way I can communicate with them being all the way across the Atlantic Ocean is by like writing them letters, because they don't have any phones or anything like that.
Have you written them any letters recently? When was the last time you talked to them?
My mother wrote me a letter like a month ago or so, and it's been a few months since I wrote her, but yes, that's how we keep in contact, is writing letters.
Now, we talked about this here. Katie, if you're just joining Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show, used to be Amish, and she no longer is, and we just have so many questions. What's it called when you kind of have a year or two to see if you want to be Amish anymore or not, if I'm even saying that correctly? It was like Rumspringa or something?
Yeah, Rumspringa. So my community that I came from, we didn't have that. The community I'm from is like the most strict, I guess you can say.
Okay.
So the Rumspringa happens in some communities in like Ohio, Indiana. There's some in Pennsylvania as well. There's probably some other places, but as far, like I said, from my community, we didn't have that opportunity.
So then how did you just decide, hey, I'm no longer Amish? Because I got to assume like there's no like, all right, you sure, Katie? It's like, get out of here,
yeah,
right?
Tell us about the process.
Yes, no, it's definitely... It's definitely a hard decision to make, because you're leaving, your lifestyle and your family behind that you've known. That's all you've known your entire life.
What were some of the modern technologies that really just blew your mind when you first discovered? Like, do you remember the first time doing some things that you were just like, whoa?
Probably my first thing was being able to have a device in your hand that literally has everything on it. You have the power of the world on your on your cell phone.
I mean, how crazy is it right now that Katie went from what used to be to she's now talking to us like with a Facebook call live from Italy.
Via Italy. What time is it there?
It is 3:00 in the afternoon.
Okay, cool. Wow.
Now, side question, kind of not Amish, but I'm always curious because I'm a world traveler. Like, do they have in Italy a lot of Olive Gardens, or like, what's the popular Italian place out there?
Olive Garden.
They have zero Olive Gardens here.
And also, what?
Just an FYI, chicken Alfredo is not an Italian dish.
All right, well, Katie just sold me on not going to Italy ever.
Oh, it is so romantic. I've been to Italy, and their pizza is so light and crisp. It's totally different than American pizza.
Oh, yes, their crust is so thin, and yeah, it's absolutely amazing. And the pasta is completely different from, obviously, America, we cheese everything up, and we have all these extra sauces and everything. But in Italy, it's, like, very simple, and it's not as heavy.
Okay.
I love it.
Yeah, it's, the food is amazing.
So fascinating.
Gelato, you can't forget gelato.
Oh,
gelato.
Yes. Well, hey, Katie, thank you so much. I think it's so cool that you came on and, you know, you're open to talking about it. I mean, I myself, I haven't talked to my sister in 3 years for other reasons. But I just, you know, there's a lot of people, I'm sure, listening right now that just they haven't talked to their family in a while or going through tough stuff. So I really appreciate you, you know, sharing your story on the radio.
Live from Italy, our correspondent.
Absolutely, yes, live from Italy.
And now that we have you marked down, are you ever going to Germany so we could have you as our German correspondent too, since Porkchop put that up on my screen?
Can we follow you on your adventures?
Absolutely.
All right, there we go.
I'm on Facebook, so definitely.
I love it.
I've been to Germany like 4 times, so, and I'm going there this weekend for Oktoberfest.
Oh, jealous.
Call us back then when you're all hammered, like, hi, it's Katie. I want to tell you something else.
Now you're speaking our language, sister.
All right, give it up for Katie. We'll call her Amish Katie, a.k.a. Italian Katie.
Ex-Amish Katie.
Oh, my bad, a.k.a. sometimes German Katie. There we go. Interesting lifestyle. It's always interesting to hear people and what they went through and what they've experienced, because it's a whole other world. Part of me, and I'm not mocking it, but part of me kind of wishes I would like to know what that's like to be Amish as far as the simpler life. And I feel like we might be more focused on our friends and our family if we did that. I don't think I'd be fat. Are there any fat Amish people?
No, they are all super skinny and ripped. They all build their own stuff. And
see, I think I'm going to like take a radio sabbatical. Like, I don't want to quit, but I'm going to ask our bosses around and be like, hey guys, 6 months, let me live with that Amish lifestyle.
Do it. I mean, I don't know if there'll be a job waiting for you when you come back, but you can simply leave for 6 months.
Okay, well, Mackenzie's gunning for this. There you go.
No,
it's Mackenzie and Pork Chop. All right, thanks, Pork Chop, for getting Katie on. That was cool.
McPork?
What? That's going to do it for a Thursday edition of Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Joe Mackenzie, Live the Web Grill, producer Pork Chop, and you. Wow, guys, busy day. A lot to digest in there. If you missed anything, go to RadioNowIndy.com. Click on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show for blogs, podcasts, everything is up there. Mackenzie, how is your Thursday shaping up? What do you got going on?
I have to give a big birthday shout out to my brother-in-law, Scott. It is his birthday today. It is my friend Jeremy's birthday. So lots of birthdays. The rest of my day, my car, the USB port where I plug in to, we were talking about this earlier, Joe, charge my phone or play any music, is not working. So I went to 2 spots yesterday and they couldn't fix it. So I'm going to a 3rd spot today. If not, of course, I'll just go to Andy Moore and have the dealership fix it. But it's just such a little thing, but I hate not being able to charge my car and my phone my phone and my car because I'm there so much.
Pork Chop, can you believe she didn't go with certified mechanics like you and me? I mean, we could have fixed that.
I know. It's just a little fused panel box.
You make it sound easy, but I've already gone to 2 places and they were like having a hard time and they're professional mechanics. So I don't want Joe like busting over my hood and pulling out fuses.
Well, I don't think they're actually allowed to do that. And by the way, your car comes with a manual that tells you what each fuse is.
I know,
fuse
we were looking
for.
At it. There's 2 fuse boxes. I learned all about fuses.
Listen, Pork Chop won't say it, but we're butthurt. We should be able to do this. We're like,
I don't want you guys
we're
in the
men in your life.
Guts of my car. I'm scared it won't work.
Mackenzie, I've got pictures of me changing things in guts and cars. I've changed my water pump. I've changed my alternator.
Wow. I don't even know what those things are.
Let us prove how manly we are to you, okay?
We should have a man off. Oh, yeah. Would you guys be game?
I think Porkchop has a different definition of man off than I do. Live the Web Girl, how's your day shaping up? What do you got going on?
It's good. I've got a dance
lesson. I can't hear you. Is your microphone turned on?
Take a two.
Yeah, my microphone was turned on. It's just broken. But I've got a ballroom dance lesson today at 5-Star Dance Studio. And then I have work at Cycle Bar, and I'm just busy.
All right, and Pork Chop, sharing a mic with Liv. What do you got going on today?
I am serving at Sullivan's Steakhouse tonight. I will be there from 3:30 to 9:30. But, you know, I'm going to say if they call me and say, like, hey, Pork Chop, it's too slow today. You don't have to come in. I probably won't go.
Hint, hint. He's hoping they're listening right now.
Yeah. Well, Pork Chop, if you don't work, what will you be doing?
I'm maybe playing disc golf with you, but I need money, man.
No. We know, really, you'd be telling them.
Brandy.
Don't got time to be serving meat. All right, well, listen, I am going to do some disc golf today, whether it's with you or with not, because it's a beautiful day.
Wow, did you hear that? He's going with or without you, Chops.
With or without you. With or without you.
Well, have have fun.
All right, well, I will. We can't do any of that, though, unless we get on out of here and say goodbye. So for myself, Joe McKenzie, Live the Web Girl, Your Mic Still Doesn't Work, and Pork Chop, let's say goodbye.
I mean, bye.
What?